But now, here on BBC Radio 3, it's time to join Claire Martin live in Edinburgh.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Jazz Lineup coming from the 2015 Edinburgh Festival Fringe here at the BBC Village in Potterrow. On today's programme, we've got a packed show for you. There'll be an intimate duo performance from harpist Karina Hewitt and pianist Dave Milligan, plus a special tribute to jazz icon Billie Holiday marking the singer's centenary year, featuring the award-winning vocalist Alison Affleck and her band. But let's open with an artist who comes from a very strong jazz heritage. He's the son of piano legend Dave Brubeck. Please give a very warm welcome to Darius Brubeck and his quartet, featuring Dave O'Higgins on saxophone. Matt Ridley playing the bass. This is Wesley Gibbons on drums. And on the piano, the fantastic Darius Brubeck with his own composition, Kathy's Summer.
Thank you.
Summer and the Darius Brubeck Quartet. And it's now my great pleasure to speak with Darius. We haven't seen each other for about 20 years. Times, but you look exactly the same.
So do you.
He's a great liar. So have you played the Edinburgh Festival before, Darius, or is this your first time? What do you think?
No, have not. Love it. Love it. It's fantastic atmosphere.
It's really great that you're here, and we're pleased to have you with this band. Tell us more about the players. I know Dave O'Higgins, but tell me more about the other guys.
Okay, well, Dave O'Higgins is an international UK star. Matt Ridley is British also, and started playing with me about 8 or 9 years ago. So I'm very lucky to have a consistent rhythm section. And starting at the same time is my South African colleague, Wesley Gibbons, on drums.
Fantastic. The piece you just played, Kathy Summer, can you tell me about your writing? I mean, what was that about, and what inspires your writing?
Usually imagery of some kind or other with, and I don't know how it connects with the specifics of the music, but I was thinking of visiting gardens in the UK. What a nice thing that is to do during the summer. A very kind of bourgeois, unjazzy sounding conceit, but somehow that put it in my mind, and Kathy's the name of my wife, and we like doing that.
The next piece you're going to play is from the Great American Songbook. It's a lovely standard. But how much of your repertoire is standard, and how much is original writing?
Mostly original at this point, but we draw really from four streams. Standards a little bit. South African jazz quite a lot. My original writing, and of course, my father's music. So that is a... Various ways of mixing that up is what a typical Darius Brubeck Quartet concert or CD will consist of.
Great. Well, let's hear one of my favorite songs. Darius, over to you to play I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You.
Thank you.
Thank you. I mentioned we do things from the South African songbook as well as the American songbook. That's because I spent over 20 years there. And this is a number by the great South African pianist Abdullah Ibrahim called Tsakwe.
Thank you.
Chris Brubeck Quartet with Sacre. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Really great. Thank you. We'll be hearing more from Darius and the band later on. This is Jazz Line Up on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio broadcasting from the 2015 Edinburgh Festival Fringe at the BBC Pop-Up Village here in Potterrow. Edinburgh hosted its 2015 Blues and Jazz Festival in July and saw many big names coming to the city, including Zoe Rahman, Scott Hamilton and George Benson. Yeah, 2015 has also seen the Edinburgh International Festival, under the guiding hand of artistic director Fergus Linehan, branch out and develop their jazz strand by inviting some of the biggest names on the international jazz scene to perform in the city, including pianist Robert Glasper and Jason Moran, both who are signed to the iconic Blue Note label and visited Edinburgh this week. Well, as well as the festival scene, Edinburgh also boasts a thriving jazz community, as well as having some of the liveliest jazz clubs in the country, apparently, including Wiggum's and the Jazz Bar. And the capacity crowd here today inside this wonderful huge marquee, the Blue Tent at Potterrow, will testify their appetite for jazz. Would you agree? Well, it's time for our next musical offering, and it's a first for me to hear this combination of musicians up close. I really can't wait to hear them weave their magic. Featuring the intimate sound of the harp with piano from two of Scotland's finest musicians, please really welcome the leading Scottish harpist, Karina Hewitt. And she's playing alongside the pianist, Dave Milligan, and here they perform Dave's composition, Going Nowhere. Thank you. Just Beautiful, Going Nowhere, written by Dave Milligan. And Karina, let me ask you, that's a smaller harp than I'm used to seeing. That's a Scottish harp.
It is, yes.
Tell us the difference. I mean, obviously it's smaller, but...
It is smaller.
It's
smaller because it doesn't have the pedals.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be so enormous.
Right.
And the levers change the... that's how we change key, with little levers at the top, which gives us semitones. And it means we can carry our harps to sessions and stuff.
Brilliant.
Do you know what I mean?
On the bus?
Roof
rack?
No bother.
Yeah.
Done that before, actually.
I thought that was just beautiful. And talking to you earlier, I mean, you've said you are a married couple. That's true. So I have to ask you, did the music bring you together, or did you play together and then fell in love? I know that's probably a private question, but I'm intrigued. How did it come about?
What
Dave.
Came first to Dave?
Well, we met when we were studying at college, at music college, 25 years ago.
Wow. Thanks. Leeds College of Music.
Yeah. It only feels like 24, though. So. We were studying at Leeds College of Music, and we met, and we kind of started playing together pretty quickly after that, and kind of have been ever since.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So you're here playing to a home crowd. Have you played Edinburgh Festival before?
Yep.
You have?
Yeah.
And what do you think of this crowd? As good as any other?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is a very good-looking crowd, I would say, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mighty fine.
And slightly bigger than the crowd we played to the last time.
Well, it's only fitting. Now, we're going to play a piece written by you. Now, correct me, I would have said All My Life, but it's Ah, My Life.
Ah, My Life. Ah, A-A. And the words I took from a poem written by Sidney Goodsir Smith, who was a Scottish poet and a contemporary of Hamish Henderson. And he writes in Scots. So some of these words, you might find me singing about Lou. I'm not going to the loo. I am in loo with you. See, so love, Lou.
Take it away. Thank you very much.
This is All My Life. Yep. All my life, my leman said, all my life, Lee Lang, thou shall be my love, Elaine, all my life, Lee Lang, and say shall be my dearest love, I'll name but thee, Lee Lang, till death shall see bed at doom. All my life, Lee Lang. All my life, Lee Lang. All my life, my leman said, all my life, Lee Lang. Thou shall be my love, Elaine. All my life, Lee Lang. And all time it is to gang. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to finish our set with an improvisation based on a Scottish reel. And this is called Really?
Thank you.
fantastic. Karina Hewitt. And Dave Milligan. Just made up on the spot. That's jazz. And that was called Really, and that was absolutely fantastic. Once more for Karina Hewitt and Dave Milligan. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio, broadcasting from the 2015 Edinburgh Festival Fringe at the BBC Pop-Up Village at Potterrow. But time now for the centrepiece of today's programme, and it's a subject very dear to my heart as we turn our attention to the work of the legendary jazz singer Billie Holiday. Born Eleonora Fagan on April the 7th, 1915, this year marks the centenary of one of the greatest jazz legends, who was lovingly given the nickname of Lady Day. Billie Holiday's unique voice and style of phrasing was a huge influence on singers and instrumentalists alike, and her hits, which went on to become classics, include God Bless the Child, Don't Explain, and Good Morning Heartache. We're here to sing some of Billie's best love songs. She's a singer very well suited to do them justice, but she also brings her own individual style to the fore. Her sound is perfect for this type of material, and it's my pleasure to introduce to the stage the wonderful Alison Affleck. It's lovely to meet you, Alison. And you've previously been voted Jazz Vocalist of the Year in the prestigious Scottish Jazz Awards. Congratulations. Have you always just sung jazz, or have you done other styles?
No, I've sung all kinds of music. If it's good music and it's got a good rhythm, I'm all over it.
Okay. Well, I know that you have got a wide range of influences. So tell us what draws you specifically to Billie Holiday and this wonderful music.
I think, like a lot of the early jazz and blues vocalists, there's a great deal of passion and also innocence in some of the lyrics that they're expressing, and that's what really pulls me in.
Well, I know that you're here doing a tribute to Billie Holiday at the Outhouse. It's called Sweetness and Sorrow, and that's the 24th to the 30th, so you'll be doing lots more on this material as the week unfolds. But before we hear your take, let's have a listen to the great Billie Holiday, and you've chosen a track. Tell us why you've chosen this one.
There's such a beautiful, innocent sentimentality about this song, and it's a pure expression of love, I think.
Let's hear it. This is one of my favorites. It's called Crazy He Calls Me, and it's sung by, of course, the great Lady Day, Billie Holiday.
I'll move the mountains if he wants them out of the way. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. As he wants it, so it will be. Crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, am I?
Wow, the timeless voice of Billie Holiday with Crazy He Calls Me. And we're going to continue our celebration of Lady Day now in the company of Alison Affleck and her band. Let's introduce the guys on the guitar. This is Duncan Findlay. On the bass, Roy Percy. Chris Grieve is on the trombone. And Martin Foster on the clarinet and sax. And they open up the set with a song and lyrics written by Billie Holiday, and it's Me, Myself, and I.
Me, myself, and I are all in love with you. We all think you're wonderful, we do. Me, myself, and I have just one. We'd be satisfied if you belonged to all of us. So if you ever change your mind, three hearts will break in two. Me, myself, and I, we're all in love with you. It's my man, cold and wet. tired you bear. All of this I soon forget. With my man, he's not much on looks, no hero out of books, but I love him. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him. I don't know why I should. He isn't true, he beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so, he'll never know. My life is just despair, but I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright, all right. What's the difference if I say soon forget. With my man, he's not much on looks, he's no hero out of books, but I love him. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me. Don't know why I should. He isn't true, he beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so, he'll never know that my life is just despair. But I don't. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright, all right. And what's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll be back on my knees someday? Well, whatever that may. Forevermore. had a little drama. We kissed in a field of white and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes had a tender light and stars fell on Alabama last night. I couldn't plan in my imagination a situation oh so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center there's just you and me. My heart beat like a hammer. My arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
All you say when you have kissed him is ooh.
What those blues is all about. Lady sings the blues. She tells her side nothing to hide. Now the world will know just what those blues is all about. Ain't nothing but a pain in your heart. When you had a bad start, you and your man had to part. But I ain't gonna sit around and cry, and I know I won't die, 'cause I love you. Lady sings the blues. She tells her nothing to hide. Now the world will know she ain't gonna sing no more. and your man have to part. But I ain't gonna sit around and cry, and I know I won't die, 'cause I love you. Lady sings the blues, she tells her side nothing to hide. Now gonna sing 'em no more, no
for you. Alison Affleck featuring Duncan Findlay on guitar, Roy Percy at the bass, Chris Grieve on trombone, Martin Foster on clarinet and sax, and the fantastic Alison Affleck singing her Billie Holiday tribute. That was really great. Thank you very, very much. I enjoyed that. Yeah, I've never heard
so
you before.
Much.
Great stuff. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio, broadcasting from the 2015 Edinburgh Festival Fringe at the BBC Pop-Up Village in Potterrow. Yay! And it's interesting to note that our sister programme, Jazz on 3, will also be broadcasting from Potterrow on Monday the 24th, where Jez Nelson will present a special live edition featuring musicians from Scotland and the north of England. The show will feature bassist Andy Champion performing with his prog jazz outfit, ACV, featuring pianist Matthew Bourne and guitarist Chris Sharkey, plus Reed's player Fraser Fifield. And his trio will evoke the Scottish folk music tradition. Also in the lineup are a pair of duos, Edinburgh improvisers Emma Smith, who's playing bass, and Lauren Sarah Hayes, playing electronics, plus Herschel 36, which is a drums and keys Avantronica outfit. Very different. They improvise and weave together electronica, breakbeats, and noisy soundscapes. So listen out for that on the show. It promises to be a real treat and a date for your jazz diaries. If you don't have a ticket, the show will be broadcast live on BBC Radio 3. We're coming up next is our closing set from the Darius Brubeck Quartet. But before we hear some more music, it's my pleasure to talk to Darius once more. Darius, hope you've been enjoying the show.
Very much.
Varied? Varied music for you to hear. Yes. I mean, jazz, harp, and improvisation I'd never heard before. So.
Right. I think you could spend your whole life in music and not hear that.
Yeah.
So I feel very fortunate.
Well, your father, a real pioneer, experimenting with unusual time signatures and taking his music far and wide. I know he traveled extensively. Do you like touring? Are you spend a lot of time on the road?
Yes.
You enjoy it? Okay, look, your dad went to Iran and Iraq. Mm. Have you done any sort of like...
No, but what you're... I think what you're trying to set up, and it is very, very worth hearing about, is that in 1958, the classic Dave Brubeck Quartet did a State Department sponsored tour that started in the UK, went through Western Europe, went behind the Iron Curtain, which is an obsolete term, but some of you may remember it. And as a young boy, I got to go with my parents and with the quartet, but we could only go as far east as Istanbul. And they went on to Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. The State Department didn't let the family members accompany the tour any further because they thought it would be very unsafe. Mm. See how much the world has changed.
Did you know then you wanted to be a musician? I mean, were you thinking, you know...
No, I didn't think about wanting to be a musician or not wanting to be a musician. It seemed to be what all of my parents' adult friends did, like Uncle Paul, Uncle Joe, Uncle Eugene, my two uncles, my paternal grandmother was a classical piano teacher.
Okay, so it's a kind of natural thing. Well, I know you got a special treat for us, and you'll be playing a track made famous by your father later on, but you're going to continue now with a great composition, and I won't ask you what it's about. It's called Flipping the Bird. The Darius Brubeck Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. That was Flippin' the Bird featuring Wesley Gibbons on drums on the next tune. We're going to, yeah, you could do that. In the next tune, we're going to give Matt Ridley a feature. This is another original by me. It's called Crete. Thank you.
And I'm afraid that's where we have to leave this week's jazz lineup, which came live from Potterow as part of this year's Edinburgh Festival Fringe. The programme was presented by Claire Martin and produced by Sushil K. Dade. And next Saturday afternoon, our jazz sequence all begins an hour earlier than usual, so that's jazz record requests at 4 o'clock, followed by jazz lineup at 5.